This is the High School Football Recap Show with Phil Kornblut on the Sports Talk Media Network. Coming up, a complete review of all of last night's games. The Recap Show is brought to you by Touchstone Energy Cooperatives. The stars will shine brighter at the beach on December 21st in the Touchstone Energy Cooperatives Bowl. And brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now, here's Phil with a look back at all of last night's action across South Carolina.
Well, we're now set for the state championship games next week after upper and lower state title games were played last night. 5A Division I Upper State, Dutch Fork shut out Spartanburg 24-0 on the high school scoreboard last night. Chris Deering joined us, said the Dutch Fork defense was excellent.
They set a school record tonight. They're 6 shutout on the season. Josh Smith, I think he had 10 tackles, 2 sacks, 3 tackles for loss. He just signed with South Carolina on Wednesday. He had a huge night tonight. They knew they wanted that record. Matter of fact, Spartanburg called timeout with 13 seconds to go, and Tom Knotts is standing on the sideline. Don't let them get in the end zone. We want the record. And they got it. Just a total defensive effort. I think they allowed 161 yards of total offense. They scored quickly. Second play in the game, Ethan Offing hit Boykin Bickley on a 71-yard touchdown pass. Second series for Dutch Fork, it took them 7 plays. They went 58 yards, and Ethan Offing hit KJ Smith on a 10-yard touchdown pass. So, 6 minutes into the game, it was 14-0. And like I said, at that point, the way that defense was playing, I felt pretty confident to go up to the press box and get typing and get a little bit warmer than I was on the sideline.
Dutch Fork will play Somerville for the state championship. The Green Wave down Sumter 35-6. 5A Division II Upper State, Northwestern 58, Gaffney 40. In the lower state, it was Irmo 29, White Knoll 25. Lou Bajak joined us on the scoreboard last night to give us the key to the Irmo win.
Two words, A.J. Brandt. I mean, he was the difference. Won the Gatorade Player of the Year earlier on Friday and then made some huge plays down the stretch. One when they scored to go up early in the third quarter. But White Knoll came back. I mean, they could have folded a couple times, and they didn't. Good job of just answering them on offense, and they were able to do that. Irmo goes up. It was 29-19. AJ had a touchdown run with 9:20 left, but White Knoll scores, makes it 29-25. They missed an extra point. They missed 3 extra points, and they had a botched snap on a punt that led to a field goal. So some special teams issues, but they got the stop. They stopped Irmo. Irmo had the punt, but A.J. Brand, the punter, he pinned him at the 2 with about 4 minutes left. White Knoll picked up a couple first downs, but Irmo's defense came up with the stop, and they didn't get over the 50, and they were able to run the clock out.
In 4A, in the upper state, defending champion Westside over South Point 35-14. So Rams coach Brian Lane is going back to defend his title.
Oh, well, obviously you feel good about it. You want to, the mission's not done. The mission's not complete. You're excited now. But, we got to get together in 24 hours and get ready for a really good South Lawrence team that's going to have a chip on the shoulder from last year. So just looking forward to it. Team played well tonight and against a very tough, South Point team. So just excited to be there.
In the lower state, South Florence knocked off North Augusta 27-20. Thomas Grant on the scoreboard last night said the Bruins rallied from a 20-0 deficit.
From that point on, South Florence used a sizable offensive line to really wear North Augusta's defensive line down, and then he started putting together a couple of long drives for the first half to put together to get on the scoreboard. That ended with a 1-yard touchdown, a 9-yard touchdown run by Messiah Jackson to make it 20-6 because they also missed the PAT. But on the next possession, North Augusta's last possession before the half, they ended up throwing an interception, which South Florence returns. And they, out of that, they ended up getting a 23-yard touchdown run by Trey Leonard. So by halftime, it's 20-13. So to start the third quarter, North Augusta goes out, and then once again, it's another interception. This time, it's by Avon Rosado. who returns it into their territory, and that ends up being turning into a touchdown drive where Jaden Sellers scored from 3 yards, and it's a tie game at 20. So it stays that way until the beginning of the fourth quarter when, after South Florida's defense made a stop, they got a 30-yard run from Trey Leonard. They tacked on a personal foul penalty. Then they were able to get into North Augusta territory, got some more yards, and then that set up a 1-yard run by Messiah Jackson to give them the lead at 27-20.
In the 3A playoffs in the Upper State last night, Belton Honeyapath over Mountain View 30-22. They'll face Oceanside Collegiate, a 42-7 winner over Loras. In the 2A playoffs, Upper State, Clennon is heading to the state championship game after a 32-21 win over Fairfield Central. Monty Dutton joined us on the scoreboard last night, gave us details.
Tashawn Richardson, the Clennon quarterback, rushed 8 times for 102 yards and passed 3. He was 3 of 5 for, get this, 104 yards and 2 touchdowns. So Clennon also had an 80-yard fumble return by Austin Boyd. But the Red Devils won the stats, but I think the stats shows you the narrowness in terms of the physical conflict between the two teams. Clinton's rushing attack was lined up nicely. Rhett Gillum, 14 carries for 109 yards and touchdown. Richardson, 8 carries for 102 yards and touchdown. And Javen Cook, 17 carries for 101 yards. So they had 3 100-yard rushers in the game.
Clinton will face Barnwell in the state championship game. Warhorses over Manning, 37-14. In the 1A Upper State Final, Abbeville defeated Louisville 42-18, and it was Cross over Lakeview in the Lower State, 36-7. Back with more in just a moment.
Set your youth up for a lifetime of financial success with Smart Start from Founders Federal Credit Union. Smart Start products and educational resources help teach kids and teens the basics of saving, budgeting, and smart spending. Help them learn smart money skills to jumpstart their financial journey with Smart Start savings, debit, certificates, and educational resources. Learn more at foundersfcu.com/smartstart. Federally insured by NCUA. Membership qualification required. Terms and conditions apply.
Touchstone Energy Cooperative members save more on electricity, and members save more on insurance, groceries, healthcare, restaurants, travel, concerts, and sporting events through co-op connections. Touchstone Energy is an alliance of the member-owned electric cooperatives, and as a member, the power is yours. Experience the power of co-op membership with Touchstone Energy and find out how much you can save on electricity and a whole lot more at touchstoneenergy.com.
Here's the schedule for the state championship games next week at South Carolina State. It begins on Thursday with a 2-way championship game between Clennon and Barnwell with a 2 o'clock kickoff. Then at 7:30, the 1A title game, it'll be Cross against Abbeville. On Friday, 5A Division I at 2 o'clock, Dutch Fork faces Somerville, followed by the 4A championship game, Westside and South Florence at 7:30. Then on Saturday, at noon, the 3A championship game, Belton Honeyapath against Oceanside Collegiate, followed by the 5A Division II title game at 6 o'clock. That's Northwestern against Irmo. And recapping once again the final scores from last night. 5A Division I Upper State, Dutch Fork 24, Spartanburg nothing. Lower State, Somerville 35, Sumter 6. 5A Division II Upper State, Northwestern 58, Gaffney 40. Lower State, Irmo 29, White Knoll 25. 4A Upper State, Westside 35, South Point 14. Lower State, South Florence 27, North Augusta 20. 3A Upper State, Belton Honeyapath 30, Mountain View 22. Lower State, Oceanside Collegiate 42, Loras 7. 2A Upper State, Clennon 32, Fairfield Central 21. Lower State, Barnwell 37, Manning 14. 1A Upper State, Abbeville 42, Louisville 18, Lower State Cross 36, Lakeview 7. That's the High School Football Recap. I'm Phil Kornblut reporting on the Sports Talk Media Network.